Yo.
Oh, I'm good, man.
Peace, y'all.
Play three stacks. This is how we gonna play.
Bills. Jesus, I thought it was spinning, burning, yeah. Don't throw them hands, but them airballing hands.
Air Bundy.
Oh, I know the hook.
See?
Yeah, I'm Diddy shit tonight.
Hey, we here, man.
When I'm lying in the midnight
hour, holding nasty work, bro. This is nasty work.
We really gonna do verse two?
And I'm like, he's still going. Like,
still going.
Crazy.
Y'all don't like Maxi Priest? What's going on?
Parties, baby.
You make my dreams come true.
Should have started with the second verse.
That's nasty work right there.
What? Wow. Crazy. Hey, I can't believe I listened.
That is a classic. What are we doing right now?
Hey, before we get into the show, hey, Mikey, what you doing tomorrow for remembrance?
For remembrance.
Why you call it remembrance? It's fucking Thanksgiving, bro. Thankful.
What do y'all be? What do y'all call it?
Thanksgiving. Just fucking hang out with the white people, cook some food, make some turkey, say your thanks.
Hang out with the white people is fucking
no, they
y'all don't like, it don't be like, fuck Thanksgiving for y'all?
Nah, it's more like fuck Columbus Day, more majority of the time. But
oh, yeah,
time,
definitely.
Didn't they take the Native Americans and shit, the land food. And shit, right?
Oh, what? My God.
Didn't they take y'all land? Today? Tomorrow?
No. Nah. That is insane. Why would you say that?
That's a different day. It's like in April.
We're going to feed y'all for you. Y'all fuck us over. That's what this day is like.
That's crazy.
Are y'all going to slaughter us tomorrow? Well, at least do it on the full stomach, my nigga.
Wow.
Like, hey, that's what's up. Hey, Mikey, I just thought, you know what I mean? I had you in my prayers and shit. I was coming in here. I was thinking of Mikey. I was like, damn, you know, tomorrow gonna be. I thought you was gonna be like sad and shit today. So
no, that's all good. I pray for you guys during February.
That was fair. That was fair. We earned that. That was fair.
Definitely.
The whole little short ass month of the year. That's all they give you guys.
We earned it.
Oh my god.
That's fair. Like you see, I can take a good race. That's fucked up, though, man. That's fucked up. Hey, God.
Yeah, he kind of ate you up with that.
Yeah, that was crazy. He had that one at the chamber. He was waiting for that one. Hey, Sean. This is the Future 7 podcast. Here's your guy, Spence. I'm joined with, man. Wifey.
Yeah.
Rumbling, tumbling, stumbling. Woo! Bundy!
That's good.
Why you do that? Why you do the Ric Flair? Woo!
Now let's not do that.
I see that nigga up the court. I said, as soon as I clicked though, I said, man, look at God, man. As soon as I clicked on Facebook, man, I see Abby. And I see this fucking red, like, blimp. This orange blimp. Look at you. And then he had the tights on. I'm like, bro, what do you need tights for? Like, what you warming up?
What do you mean?
He got to wear it
kind of wild.
Listen, that was God, though, because my pants actually fell down during the game. Oh. It would have been draws and ass.
I seen that.
Yeah,
it
would have been.
It's in the clip that I had.
Yeah, it would have been bad if
I
had.
I said, look at God, man, because just, you know, Sunday, man. That's crazy, man. Shout out to Skinny, man. We did the turkey giveaway, man. We did, you know, we was playing flag football and shit, right? And, you know, I've been in a nice calorie deficit for a minute. Mm. I've been working. So I went out there, you know what I'm saying? I went out there and shit. I'm feeling my legs. I could feel my muscles in my legs and shit. I thought I was going to do some work. We were supposed to be on the mic. I was supposed to be on the mic. So I said, I'm going to cook. And Skinny kind of threw me into the wolves and shit. I was like, hey, man, you playing
shit. Wait, don't do that. He told me.
He said, bro.
I said, if.
He said, if. He was cool with playing. He said, man, I think I want to get back out there. I want to see what I got. That's what he said.
I didn't mean throw me out there. That mean, you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Be like, hey, if you ever need me, call me. But, like, don't really call me. It's one of them. So, I get out there, and I'm ready.
You could have got right off the
that floor, first right rush.
The mic. You didn't go to the mic. You say sit down, and he said, he was hurt.
Man, I was playing defensive end, man. In the first rush, I said, yeah. Yeah. But at second or third, I was like.
Did you ever play football, though?
Yeah, I played some flag. In high school, I played, but it took one hit for me to be like, this ain't like this. This ain't it. It took one hit. But I had, so I'm, fourth down. We on fourth down. They decided to go for it and shit. We on fourth down. So I rush homie and shit. Man, he got the juking and shit. By that third, fourth juke, I gave up. I'm not doing none of this. Jason, what the fuck?
You got that.
And, yeah, man, that was it. I was out there, though. I showed that I still had it. I got a little bit of speed. I was on my Karl Malone shit. Just go ahead.
Do you have footage?
No. That's the only reason he can talk more shit than
me. Yeah, when niggas like, there's oh, they, I felt it. Like, you know what I mean? I felt it.
Ray Son got some footage. Ray
ready to pull out their phones. I got up and shit. Ain't nobody finna see me like that. That's out. But I showed face. I was out there on my Karl Malone on the Lakers shit. Had my fingers all wrapped up. I just showed that I still kind of got it. What? And that's it.
Did you catch a ball? Or like, why no, did you I have didn't. Your fingers
no, safe? No, I said that was on that immediately.
Well, why did you have your fingers
safe? No, I'm saying, when you know when Karl Malone was on the Lakers and shit, y'all was fingers wrapped up and shit. That, oh. I was on my watch shit. But I'm still there. And so, man, what? As soon as I seen some youngsters come out there, wait.
Said they got it.
Immediately. Oh, God dang, I'm taking all pride out of this. So, come back to yesterday. What was that? Would it be Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah. By the grace of God, boy. And, oh, my. This nigga, Ivan talking so much shit. I'm talking that's all night.
That's what I was out there for.
Talking so much shit. And by the grace of God.
That's what I was out there for.
Facebook.
That's the
shout
only,
out to Ebony. I see rumbling, tumbling, Bundy.
That's the only advantage you got. That's the only advantage you got is because there's no footage. Because anybody would have seen that last play, and be like, oh, yeah.
Oh, I know I was on the ground. Absolutely.
Now you do the last rush, because that nigga juked you like twice, and you literally just was like, nah. Like, nigga, the play's not even over. What are you doing? Why'd you stop?
Nah. I ain't got no pride, though. I showed it.
I even said, what you doing? It's not over. You not going to get him?
Like, fuck that shit. Yeah, man. Shout out, man. Skinny.
Yeah.
We got the homie Ev Dog.
Oh, my God.
Ev Loke.
That's
new.
Hey, y'all.
You don't like Ed Blow? Glasses Ed Malone.
Who?
Glasses Ed Malone.
Who is that?
You don't know who Glasses Malone is?
No.
That's crazy. No, everybody. A certified G, man.
Oh.
And we got my boy in here. My boy. Hey, he was one of the coolest niggas in high school. Yeah. He was already cool, and he had to like the Keith Sweat voice and shit.
What?
So, nigga at school used to be like, hey, what up, bro? He'd be like, hey, what up, bro?
No.
He still does that.
I don't. Hey. I don't.
Hey, man. Hey, man. Shout out, man. Shout out to you and bro, man, bringing the do-rags back and shit, too.
Hey, do-rags ain't never went out of style, left. Baby. They ain't never went nowhere.
Never left.
No. I got every color. Oh, I got one I ain't even bust yet. Okay.
I got every color.
I've
seen them flying.
He got a lavender one in his bag.
It's about to go down.
Yeah, that's crazy. That's crazy. So what's been going on, man? We here now. We here. I'm ready to pod a little bit, man. I got some shit to get off my chest a little bit. I'm not loud?
No.
You, hey, Mike. Mikey, you hear me? Hey, turn me up.
Turn me up.
No, well, you're speaking to the mic. That's
turn me up. A little louder. Ain't that what Leah
said? Put your mic on. You gotta put your mic on the mouth. Baby.
Come on, man. Don't do that.
I've been away for a few weeks. Excuse me.
What's been going on? Well, Bundy, man, you like the face of the fucking.
Got
to
Dwight the mic.
Oh, Jesus. but you've been like the face of the internet, man. What's been going on, man? Seeing all that weight on.
That's crazy.
In 4K.
In 4K, that's insane. Nothing, man. Staying. Working on improving my life. That's it. Staying out the way.
How you doing that?
I kind of went back to school a little bit.
And?
Shit, it's rough.
Is it like what page? Four on or like?
Kind of a little bit. It's because what I'm taking up is something I've never studied before. So it's a completely different field for me, right? So yeah. All the skills I've learned throughout my life, this is something completely different from any of those things. Right now, it's completely new. It's a lot of terminology being thrown at me, a lot of different concepts being thrown at me.
Yeah.
So it's going to take time to adjust. Like anything else is just repetition. So right now, everything is kind of new. Every class, we go over something completely different. So it's sometimes it can be overwhelming.
Yeah.
But I'll be all right eventually, yeah.
How much schooling do you have?
Right now I'm in the boot. It's a boot camp. So it's literally like every class we go over something. We go over a different concept in this field. The extended course, depending on... Their extended course is 8 months, but they have different programs that cover the same thing by different people, different companies. So I don't necessarily have to go with them. I can go somewhere else and get the same kind of education.
Mm.
So it's just that part of it I got to figure out next.
How long you been going? Is it going to be like 2 years?
How long is it?
Yeah, how long is it? How long have you been going?
This one. So I just started 3 weeks ago. This is my third week. The extended course is like 8 months if I do the extended course with them.
Not too bad, man. As long as you don't fail out, man.
Nah, I do all right.
That's cool though. You going back to school and shit. That ain't even in my cards.
This is literally my first time taking a class online. So like I said, all this is completely new to me. Like,
yeah.
On the first day, they're like, you need this, that, and the third. I'm like, what the fuck is any? I don't know what any of this is.
It's like a foreign language.
Completely, all of it. Like the whole concept of it is this is my first experience with ChatGPT. So like, I guess that's crucial in this field, this particular field. Yeah. So like all of this is new. So like I said, it's a lot of moments where I feel overwhelmed or I feel like I'm not gonna be.
You were shooting like Jesus. Yeah, that's cool though, man. All this shit is different, man. I'm glad like I graduated when I did graduate. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like I feel like I'm a great dad till it come to homework. Be like, hey, I'm pass this off on somebody else.
Yeah. Like, didn't they teach y'all this in school?
Yeah, man? That should look different,
you
man.
Take no notes,
man. Yeah. Pick up gangbanging, good boy.
Have you tried to give you that new math? The new math is
it's absolutely insane. Yeah. And why? Like, I mean, it is fast, but it's like, why are we doing it like this?
Like, just a different format, right?
The process is different, and I don't understand. Like you keep getting to the same numbers. Like if you do your math your way and I do our math the way, we come to the same. So why did y'all decide to say, you know what? We bored with math the way we've been doing it for the last 1,200 years or so.
What fucked me up, and I felt hella stupid. And math used to be my shit. My son showed me his paper. It was some fractions. Mm-hmm. Well, I was all fucked up. I don't know none of that shit. 1, 3, 4, top.
Fractions always been
cross multiply. That's all I know.
Yeah, I can't
see. I'm asked out.
Fractions and W4s.
W4.
What is
W4?
Okay.
Thought them was W2s.
Whatever that. See, I don't even know what the number is called.
W4. That's crazy.
One of them is a W something.
Anything that's been going on? It's been a week.
Oh man, just dealing with some health stuff. I wasn't gonna speak on it initially until I figured out what was going on with me. But for the past couple weeks, I went to the doctor so I could see, because I'm always like super tired and I'm like always dependent on coffee and everything. So I finally went to the doctor and got my blood work back, and apparently my sugar is a little bit too high. So yeah, like Jesus. Way
like
high.
Pre-diabetic or what?
No, like diabetic.
Oh
Jesus, yeah. Full blown, but I'm doing all right. I'm adjusting to like the medication and all that stuff. But
Jesus,
everybody, like if you are in your mid-30s, like go to the doctor for real.
That's
and
crazy.
See what's going
it's
on
both
you.
Sides of my family.
Jesus. Yeah, mine too. And the crazy part about it is like my thought on what diabetes, like type 2 diabetes was totally not me. Like, I thought that I needed to be, like, a certain weight and, you know, like, you know, all of the stigmas that come along with it. And, no. So, I'm dealing with that.
You gotta prick your finger?
Yes.
You gotta do all that? Ooh.
Yep. Officially old lady status.
Jeez. But, I'm sorry to hear that.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's not terrible because, you know, now I kind of have to, like, now that I know what's going on, it's like, okay, well, you can't have all the sweets and stuff. And, you know, oh, I know. Buddy. You know. Yeah. You know how much I love sweets.
My fucking partner gone, man.
I was telling Ivan, I was talking to Ivan the other day, because mine is my cholesterol. My cholesterol is like high right now, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm working. I got to get that down. But I was saying, I mean, when we was at the football game, man, that motherfucking pizza was calling me. Hey Monty!
Hey Monty! You could just have one.
Man, I was looking at that shit. I'm talking about that shit was calling me, dog.
Hey, pizza's for winners. Like, did y'all win?
Man, we got
Hell no! It was because the other niggas got some. Shout out to the Fifth Element, man. They got some replacement players. Them niggas could really play.
Them niggas was literally practicing the whole time.
Yeah, they was already out there practicing and shit. So
like, we don't know what's going on.
They had plays and everything.
It was like people y'all age that was playing, or
no? It was some youngsters. Like they was some youngsters, 30s. Them niggas was
late 20s, early 30s,
better shape.
Hey, that boy skinny so fast. I just want to say he's so cool. You talking about I'm cool? That boy cool. I ain't seen somebody so cool run so fast in my life. We was in Atlanta, boy. This dude, he took off like Flash, boy. I did not expect it.
And then the craziest part about that, we had to run through the water. Y'all went to New Orleans with us.
Yeah.
So when we went to Atlanta, we did the scavenger hunt and all that stuff, and we had to run through the water. Some. And he had to take his shoes off. And we all saw that his toenails was long as his hair. And I was like, how do you run that fast and your toenails that long?
That boy looked like Father Time.
Crazy.
And he had the Fila boots on when he was running after that car.
That's when he disappeared.
Oh, really? Yeah, so they be clawing at the inside of the Filas be clawed the fuck up. Hey, fucking Wolverine feet. But yeah, man, that's where I'm at, man. We've been getting ourselves together, man. It's been a little rough, man. It's been a fucked up year, man.
So what's the diet for you?
What's my diet? Well, right now I'm on
a diet.
I wasn't doing that.
Oh, you playing
on a diet?
Oh, you playing?
I was asking one question.
You got jokes.
No, I really wanted to know: is it a diet?
Like, I mean, I'm on a diet. I got to take away right now. I be eating like chicken and seafood and shit. I can't really eat no steaks, man. That's killing me right now. My cholesterol so motherfucking high. But yeah, man, just working, man. You know, getting it down. It's coming. You know what I mean? It's coming down. I see it and shit. But you know. Keep working at it, man. But that motherfucking pizza was garlic.
We need to do that.
I'm still thinking about it.
Go to the doctor and see what's up with us, because he's always tired.
It's so important to like to just at least know, because like my biggest fear is letting something go unknown for years and like it's too late. I can't fix nothing. You know, if I know it, you know, beforehand, and I'm able to tackle it, like right now, like I ain't no telling how long my sugar's been up like that, because I'm literally, it's been years that I've been tired, moody, like all the symptoms. I'm like, oh, so this is what's wrong with me. Like I'm really, my sugar is out of control.
I don't like the phone shit though. They need to take it back to like we go to the doctor. The doctor tell us.
Oh, you didn't like, wait, what do you mean phone?
So like FaceTime.
So your results come to your phone.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That shit ain't cool, man.
Because you have anxiety.
Just go ahead and put me back. You know what I mean? Give me a good doctor's visit and you tell me what the fuck's going on. I'm looking at my phone 45 times a day waiting for these goddamn results, man.
All weekend thinking that you about to die. Like,
and she only got a couple things. I got a full panel. So I'm looking at HIV. I'm looking at the STDs. Right. All that shit. I'm like, you know what I mean?
We've been living life on the edge.
You know what I'm saying? Boy, hey, look, boy. The scroll, hey, you start scrolling fast, and then you start slowing down like a puppet. Shout out to my system, baby. That's going to be good.
What's the biggest adjustment you had to make so far? Like,
The medication that they gave me, so it's like a huge appetite suppressant. So I haven't really been able to stomach anything that like that I really enjoy eating, you know, or just anything at all. Like, I can barely eat anything. I've lost 9 pounds in 5 days.
Wow.
But you know, so it's called like, is it more metformin?
Yeah.
So, you know, Fat Joe was that, he was a bottle of that for Halloween. And so everybody used to be, it was, you know, in the celebrity world, people were taking this shit and not even diabetic because
of the weight loss.
The weight loss. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And now I like see it firsthand, like, damn, I might take some of that. You know?
You ain't going, because it's not fun. Like, when you, if you can't, like, especially if you just, you feel like you want to eat. Now, as far as like the mental aspect, I have no desire to like, to eat at all. Like, I don't have any cravings or anything like that. But it's like, okay, I know I need to eat so that I can take my medication. And then when I do, then I'm not feeling well. So I'm like, I'm going to have to call her to get it adjusted a little bit. Because 9 pounds in 5 days, that's crazy.
So what do tomorrow look like for you?
What you
like
mean?
Like the cooking and everything? Because if you don't have an appetite.
I'm still cooking and everything for the kids. They've already, like, they're not having it. Ain't no not cooking.
We ain't doing no part of us, nigga. Right. Right.
They want the caramel cake. They want a peach dump cake. They want all that tomorrow. So it will still happen. It will still happen. But I don't see myself being able to eat a lot because of, like, I just can't.
All I want is some ass and some gym dressing.
Wait. Are you talking about chitlins or?
Hell yeah.
Oh, okay.
For some hard-boiled nut dog boy, you got you some pork. Shit, that's all I've been thinking about, boy, is that ass.
Well, I ain't had no chitlins since I was like 8.
Man, I tried to get my was it last year? I tried to get my baby some, because my kids don't fuck with them. I tried to get my baby some. Boy, he put that shit out his mouth and said that shit right. It's only me, man. Damn.
My sauce on that, man.
Woo-hoo-hoo-hoo. I like my naked, though.
What?
You tripping, though. You eat plain chillin'?
Well, you were chillin' with the hog maw and the hog maw dripping on the chip. Well, you got you some boy. I don't really be fucking with the turkey, man. The turkey is just as hit and miss as motherfuckers mac and cheese. It be super dry and shit, and turkey be dried out by day three.
If you don't cook it right. It'll be dry like that. You can't overcook it. People be trying to cook turkeys for 25 hours. Like, you do not need to cook your turkey for that long.
I don't really fuck with turkey like that. You keep that shit, man. You know what I mean? The mac and cheese, you can kind of, eh.
Mac and cheese is a must.
Mac and cheese.
He don't like cheese.
It's really not.
He don't like cheese. Okay. So
and some probably some sweet cornbread, not that hot water shit. You know what I'm saying? I don't like my cornbread with a side of cotton. I like that sweet shit. You know what I'm saying? I'm kind of cool, man.
I like sweet cornbread too.
Chitlins though. That's the part I don't understand.
Oh, that was the best thing to ever come out of slavery. Yeah.
Chitlins?
Yes.
Hey, I
don't
know about that.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
That's
fried catfish.
Well, I
don't
know.
Ain't
no catfish.
That go in the house, nigga. Get there, clean that in the field.
Hey, boss. We sick, boss. Hey, the Tuckers, man, y'all are back, man. Last time you was here, you had just relocated. Last time you was here, you was planning it?
No, it wasn't even thought of yet.
Absolutely not.
Okay, so I got my dates fucked up. No, you were here. We talked.
I wasn't here.
Not on the show. So, how is relocating to relocate? How does that work? What is that feeling like? Because now y'all like twice removed.
Mm-hmm. This is still home, though. Don't do that.
I mean, now y'all like twice removed.
So you saying we not from Vegas no more?
Y'all kind of get mixed.
That's crazy.
Hey, I ain't gonna lie.
My birth certificate says Las Vegas, Nevada.
How is you go? So you moving? You leave Las Vegas and go to Houston. Not Houston to Atlanta. What that be like?
Go ahead, Jamal.
Man, it's a huge adjustment. Just the traffic is like. That's the main thing for me. Like living in Houston, like when we first moved there, driving on the freeway. It's like running from Godzilla or something. Like everybody driving so fast.
I know they're like 6 feet out there and shit.
The speed limit is what?
The speed limit in
about 70.
65, 70.
And everybody going 85, 90. That's crazy. You going 85, somebody might pull up next to you and look at you like, get off the
somebody
way.
As in the police, like, nigga, do I need to pull you over?
Right.
Jesus.
Like, yeah, it's just the traffic, man. The freeway, like, they don't even have freeways. They got highways. So the difference is, I don't know if y'all know the difference, but freeways, you know, you got a different type of transportation system to where, you know, they don't have, like, all the diesels and all that on there. You just got, like, regular people on there. But they just have highways. So it's, like, jam-packed all day, every day.
I'm used to it in Houston, too,
because they got rush hour traffic for the morning, lunchtime traffic, and then, like, an hour and a half later, everybody getting off work.
So. But Houston is so big, there are way more lanes, so you can get through it easier.
Yeah.
In Atlanta, from what we have seen, we've only been there 4 months, so what we've seen is not, obviously we know Atlanta's not as big as Houston, but it's, everything is just, everybody like this driving, and it's
overpopulated,
and they can't. From what we were told, you can, if you go over a certain speed limit. What was it? 80?
Yeah.
If you 80,
whatever it is, you go
whatever the speed limit is, they don't give you a ticket. They take you to jail.
Straight to jail.
This is what we were told. So I don't know. Yeah. So, but it's coming from Texas, where if you don't drive this fast, you're gonna get ran off the road.
Yeah.
To going to Georgia, where if you drive this fast, we locking you up. Like, it's kind of like.
So people is really driving speed limit in Atlanta?
They're not. They're not. But they just, if you get caught, from what we were told, they're going to take you to.
Drive slow?
Yeah. They ain't driving the speed limit, but I don't know. For me, y'all know I love Houston. Yeah. I still love you. I love Houston down. And I didn't want to... We didn't leave Houston because it was time. We were tired of Houston.
Yeah. Right.
It was weird. Like, we had been going to visit Jamal's son, my stepson, is in Atlanta with his mother. Mm. And so we were going every year, 2 or 3 times a year, right? And we hate it. I hate it. I'm speaking for myself. I hate Atlanta. I always said, I hate Atlanta. I'm never moving here. I don't know why people live here. Yeah. And then, of course, Dante and them would try to get us to, come on, y'all move here. And then I have family that's there. Y'all should come here. Y'all should come here. I'm like, absolutely not. No, we're not coming. But as soon as that happened, that was probably like, the last time we were there, it was probably like May. And resources in Houston seemed to dry up. Like, I used to, I don't know if you probably were paying attention to me on Instagram where I was saying I work at the prison. It wasn't really a prison, but I hated that place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, okay, leave that job. Like, it was just like nothing was working out. Try to get it. It was just nothing was working out. And I'm like, okay, maybe we should entertain the idea. Mm-hmm. And then I feel like I was like, okay, I'm just going to pray. I'm just going to pray about it. Boy, I went to Texans love Texas. Mm-hmm. They love Texas. So I would see Atlanta Braves in the grocery store. Atlanta Hawks here, Georgia Bulldogs there. And I'm like, bro, like, you giving me a sign? Yeah. Like, it's time to go. So I talked to him about it. Unbeknownst to me, he was having the same stuff kind of like happening to him. So we're like, all right, let's try it.
Now, sure, now we're there.
you don't sound like you.
It was God, right?
Now we're here.
That's what I swear I put on Instagram like a couple weeks ago. Like, did I hear God or was that like, another nigga, like, I don't know.
Lord, is it you?
Do y'all be out? Is it hard to like?
So where we stay, where we stay right now is like about 30 minutes from the city. So it's rural. So it's in the woods. It's like, I've never been a country. I'm from the city.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? So when I moved to Houston, I always tell people, Houston is like Houston or Dallas. They're probably like the best places to relocate, in my opinion, if you are a city kid, because it's not too much country, but it's just enough country to have something different for you to experience something new.
Right.
This part of Atlanta is the sticks.
Mm.
So I'm like,
literally, man, it's like trees, and then it's just like a metropolis, like in the middle of nowhere. Like, you just bust into a whole little city, and then
where are y'all at? Like Smyrna?
Is that where? No, we're in Fairburn.
Oh, okay.
We're used to driving because you got to drive in Texas. We're used to driving to the city, but we in Texas, we knew where we were going. Now we're going to get up and drive 30, 40 minutes into the abyss. We don't know where we're going. Like, where are we don't, where we have to look up stuff. And then their customer service, I know y'all heard the Keith Lee thing. Like, yeah. So you could literally plan to go somewhere and get there, and the hours on Google say they open until 9, and it'd be like 7:30, and they'd be like, oh, we closed.
Well, you know what?
That's crazy.
You know what? We just recently got hit with that.
Out here?
They not sitting your whole party down.
Oh, yeah.
Unless everybody is there.
It was good. The food was good, so fuck
the
it.
The sushi places do that. The all you can eat.
Oh, yes, they do that. Yeah.
They won't sit you. Or like the. I had never like had that before. We just recently went through that shit. I was kind of, I don't know. But,
kind of rubs you the wrong way, because why I can't sit down if you don't have nobody else in here?
Y'all money. Thinking about
my lovely husband says, well, okay, so Amari is, which is our son, he's in his last year of high school, so that was the number one thing, like, go here, get him graduated, and throw him into manhood, whatever that looks like. I don't know. I'm not a dude, but you know. And then once he's set, if we like it, we'll stay. If we don't, we'll dip. But I'm looking at places.
She already got one.
What's that life like, man? I feel like I done fucking failed, man.
Huh?
What's that life like? Like having like a young adult, man. I feel like I fucking failed.
It is. Go as you, I mean, there ain't no manual to it. You just freestyling the whole time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't know what to do. Mm-hmm. Like, I ain't have a dad growing up, so it was just my mom. So
I got a lot of fucking dad guilt going on.
What's dad guilt?
I got fucking failed.
Why?
Hey, I kind of know. I know what you
mean. I'm a fucking man. I'm talking about every day.
This is new.
I don't know, man. I don't know, man.
I just feel like, you know, it's easy. It's easy. It's very, very easy to coin yourself like this great parent, this best parent shit when your kids can't do for themselves.
You man, doing an awful job at podcasting.
I don't know what the fuck. You keep like moving this shit, man. So it's like.
The audio about to be all messed
it's
up.
Like. Oh, it's low when I'm talking to
you. You got it right now. You got it. You on right now.
All this shit though. So man, we rolling, man.
Like just because it's a different type of mic.
But it's easy like to coin yourself like this best fucking parent when your child can't really make decisions on their own. And they, you know what I mean? When real life shit happens and you be like, fuck, man, I really ain't prepared this nigga.
Yeah.
Or
it's not really you didn't prepare them. Sometimes your kids are just fucking hard-headed. They just want to do what they want to do. You can give them all the tools. You can train them up. You can lead them literally to the water and say, please drink the water. And they'll be like, nah, I want to go over here with my friend and we're going to do this over here instead.
That's one of the things that I like. Even today, I went to the store with my son, just like listen to him talking. I'm like, this is a sentient being. Like, this is he's his own person. So, like, no matter how much I'm sitting and telling you, like, that's not it. What you talking about?
Yeah.
I got to let you just, I'm going to have to let you just.
I was literally walking down the hallway yesterday. Like, God, what did I go wrong?
Dang.
Like, it's not bad in a lot of, you know what I mean?
Turn down, Mike.
It could always be worse, but you still.
It's just like.
Turn down, Mike.
What'd he say?
Tell him Mike to turn it down.
Now he got you.
No, you're good.
He got you together. But it's like, at some point, you gotta evolve. And it's so now I'm looking at it like, have I prepared my child to be a competitive young adult in society?
But 18 ain't it. It's a lifelong journey, man. Like I said, ain't no manual to it. Like, It's just never ending. Yeah. So to feel like, I know what you're talking about though. Like, it's just kind of like, you know how I was playing, like wanting to just hold them, like understand what I'm trying to tell you. Like, what I'm telling you, like, please just listen to what I'm telling you, man. Yeah. I'm trying to, they just got all the answers.
Yeah. That's when I feel like your parenting skills are really tested.
Yeah.
These little niggas getting A's and shit in the fourth and fifth grade, man, fuck that shit. I be trying my best to be like so happy for my baby and shit. You know what I mean? He got student money and shit, and he doing it.
He's excelling. But that's actually not easy to do at his age. There's other students in there.
That little nigga is evil.
Not at school though.
Not at school. I be seeing him. I was like,
yeah. He got the way he be roasting people. I'm like, oh yeah, you are definitely your daddy all over again.
He got his whole face,
everything.
Right. Bro, that's like, crazy.
But it's like, you know what I mean? When you got a like, I in hindsight, I started over. You know what I mean? So it's like when you got a baby and then you got adult kids, and then it's like I'm trying not to be too excited for my baby. Cause I'm looking at these fucking adult kids, and like
they was you. They was doing the same shit.
You know what I'm saying? At some point, this shit changed. This shit changed. You know what I'm saying? What day he go like as a dad, right? So like, when I pick my baby up from school, I enjoy hearing him. I ask him about his day all the time, and I literally it brings joy to me because he'll break his fucking day down, right? My older kids, how was your day?
Good.
Cool. Oh, yeah.
Oh, man, that shit burns me up. And then it was fucked up because I told my daughter, right? I picked up my daughter from school yesterday. I'm like, I missed you today. She was like, Dad, I was only gone 6 hours. God damn! What the fuck? So... Man, it's fucked up, man. It's fucked up. I feel like I'm living in two different worlds, man. Having a young one and then these fucking grown kids.
Woo. But you can't relate to being their age and not hearing anything anybody had to say.
My kids are fucking like
they're also
fucked
different.
Up. So right. we all went to Cheyenne and shit, right? We all went to Cheyenne and shit. Giant, I grew up fast going there. So I be trying, bro. I be trying to like get him some real shit. And then, oh God, your dad want to be Malcolm X today. Oh God, my dad is Tupac today. Oh, man. What the fuck? What do you say to that? It's like, what the fuck, man?
You just shut up. I'm like, all right.
But then when they hit this wall that he's trying to stop them from hitting, then it's like, but this is when I was being Malcolm X. Like, do you just not say anything?
Not for me, no. No. You're going to hit the wall regardless. Hopefully, I taught you enough to where you put your seatbelt on, though.
Okay.
Right. That's literally all you can do as a parent. Like, all right. Because you're going to test limits. You're going to, like, no matter how much game I gave you or no matter how much I told you about my own experiences, you're going to want to find out for yourself.
Yeah.
So hopefully, because I get that all the time. Like, Dad, you were right. Dad, you were right. Dad. I know, nigga, because I'm trying to get you to listen the first time when I tell you this shit so you don't have to come back and say, Dad, you were right. But
And at least he tells you that, or they tell you that, because I know I was hard-headed when I was young. That's why I try to give them grace, because you couldn't tell me nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I always, you could tell me, oh, it's hot. You know, the stove is hot, and I'm still going to put my hand on it. And I'm like, I want to feel it burn myself, because I don't believe you. And I never would go back and be like, you was right. I'd just be like, acting like nothing happened.
You never were?
I was never that kid. You tell me it's hot, but my sister, Kendra, is that kid.
See, like, I was that kid. Yeah,
I just wanted to try. I'm like, I'm going to see on my own.
I don't care if it was hot.
You don't touch it anyway?
I got to learn on my, like, wisdom was one of them things where, like, man, you can't tell me.
So can you fault your boys then?
No.
No.
Because
they literally, but they're still annoying.
I'm not faulting them. It's like, but fuck God. Like, trying to pull you out of you is fucked up, man. So I'm looking at myself and it's like, I'm looking at myself in the mirror and it's like, man, this shit is fucked up. Because I'm trying. Like, I be trying to hit these niggas with knowledge. They be like, man, fuck that shit. Mm-mm. You know what I'm saying? Like...
Well, are they at least doing better than you were at your age?
Oh, yeah. They're way better than me. Okay. Anyway, like I said, it'd be little shit that, like, be fucking me up. So now I understand, like, where my parents came from. It'd be the little annoying shit. Like, now that they're older, they'd be touching my shit, and my fucking socks come up missing, and my fuck, like, that type of shit annoys them. Fuck out of me.
I still
take your shit,
pops.
Don't put it back.
You take your dad?
Oh my God.
I still go walk in my dad's house and go grab some shit. Like,
I might
be on that side of town. I'm like, damn, I'm gonna go to Pop's house and I go grab.
You gonna take your daddy's socks?
I didn't take his socks. Brand new socks. Oh, you probably oh,
see that's why. Because they know. Shit, yeah. They know it's some brand new socks in there.
Yeah, my pop is.
my pops opens everything up to me, like even his office space. Like his office space in his house, I'm the only person outside of him with a key to it.
What you gonna sit under the desk?
Out of all this, nah. So yeah, I definitely go there, just take shit, just randomly, just.
Yeah, man. See, then I cuss them out, man. Then I cuss my kids out, and then my son just go piss on the toilet. Like, we're dealing with that now. Like, come on.
Wait, the little one.
He probably trained already?
Yeah. He's what? Six. Like, wait a minute. He like 30.
Think how long it took for you to get potty trained?
Great.
I peed in the bed.
Oh, man. Shout out to you.
You peed in the bed till you was eight?
Oh, you were gay as fuck when
I peed in bed. I was like,
gay as fuck. We was oh man, what coming up? Yeah, you still pissing the bed, man? You gay as a mug.
What?
Oh, I ain't never made that.
I can't make the correlation.
Never heard that before.
Y'all was coming up as kids. It wasn't like hella shit that like made people gay.
I didn't know nobody that like pissed. No. Well, no, I had a cousin that pissed in the bed.
I lived in the projects. All them niggas was pissing in the bed.
I had a cousin that pissed.
Thought
it
was all gay.
Oh my god, what?
I've never heard that before.
That is insane.
We was just talking about, wait, it was hella shit, like getting dropped off was gay as fuck.
Gay.
Oh my god, what? I told bro, niggas used to bust it to the circus, the Texas.
No.
We busting it. Then your parents drop you off, you gay as fuck, bro.
What?
You have to gave me up on that one, because I'm not catching the ball on.
Hey, that was a privilege, boy. I had to get on Texas too.
In circus. On a bus.
Nah, you live in
transfer station type shit.
Hey, these new kids different, though.
That was a real thing.
They don't even want to drive. Like,
they don't want to drive.
That's crazy.
He was telling me about his kid.
I was like, what?
It's really crazy because I can't wrap my mind around it. Like, our oldest child, she is very independent. She works. She's always into like extracurricular, everything, all over Las Vegas, but she don't want to drive.
What is that?
I don't understand. Like, she went and got her permit and it's like, okay, well, you have that. So let's start driving. No interest, no time. Oh, I have to work. I got school. I got everything but a driver's license. And it's crazy.
It's like they're going backwards. My granny didn't have a driver's license. She never learned how to drive. She had eight kids. It's like they are them.
That's a different generation, though.
That's what I'm saying. But like, what's the reason? What's the reason that you want
to
do that?
I'm not even mad at driving. My boy can wait to drive. Just drive, nigga.
Nah, for real.
They don't even want to drive.
My boy.
I couldn't wait to drive. I got my license early.
What? I was swerving in all type of bitches.
What?
What? Oh, yeah. I couldn't drive, but I was swerving the fuck out.
That's where the bitches with the money was at. They had Durango. How you gonna get over there on the bus?
What?
I tried that once. Didn't work out.
I done put a few dents in some Toyota.
Definitely.
I was the man. Shit. So what's been going on your way with the I'm glad Jamal here, man, because that's dope. How? Uh-oh. You be right there side by side with her and shit. You be smoking her and shit. You know what I'm saying? Oh,
we haven't done that in so long.
You know what I'm saying? So where are you at with that? Because I
sometimes
see
you take
evolve.
So many L's, you quit. I feel you.
I see. Yeah.
Take all them L's, you gotta quit.
I wasn't taking no L's. Y'all.
She a theta.
Y'all gay.
She a theta. She a theta.
Hey, my baby was eating. Leave her alone, man. She was eating. She was out there eating. Hey, really? By the time I got the dance down, like, we had to
tell the truth, please.
We had to do about 80 times. Let me keep it real with you. She coached me through every single one of them.
Is it like when y'all be doing it? Okay, hold on. So I be seeing people doing the TikToks and shit. Is it like a tutorial? Like, do y'all follow something on the fucking camera?
No, you find somebody that is doing it and you just watch the video a thousand
times. Oh, I thought motherfuckers was really like.
But they do have some. They do have some that will break it down for you, but we don't watch those.
Oh, okay, man. I don't be seeing the.
We haven't done that.
I don't be seeing the niggas doing too much. I be seeing the niggas doing it.
What?
They don't even stroll the same no more. Niggas be doing this.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they super freaky now.
Nigga, what is that? Niggas don't even step in no more. They doing some
other shit. Oh, and I'm stepping.
Come on, strolling.
Okay.
They don't even know me. I'm used to this shit.
Oh, yeah, they don't.
I think it depends
on which fraternity you're talking about.
What are you spelling?
It depends on which fraternity you're talking about. I think that's more like.
All of them be doing it like now. It be like challenges and shit.
No, not all of them. All of them, they different.
Like. Okay, there was one challenge out that guy got me. It was like the peaches and eggplant shit. No, they were stepping to the peaches. They were strolling to the peaches and eggplant. But I, they wasn't the strolling.
That sexy red. Oh, that's it. I love that song, man.
So they was like strolling to it, but they wasn't like strolling. It's kind of like.
That's called Peaches. The song's called Peaches and Eggplant.
I ain't know that either.
You ain't never heard the song before?
I've heard it now. I didn't know that was the name, the title.
That's crazy. I don't even know whose song it is.
Young Nudie, man.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah, I like it.
But they don't stay on step no more. They do some other shit. I don't know. I don't. It's like
they do step like at college. In college, like, they do step. They still step.
They still repping Thetas. Okay. Because I was like, dude, this shit didn't fucking. It's just some other shit.
Yeah. Still taking a turn.
It depends on which fraternity it is. They all kind of got their own style.
But I would like to say, for the record, like I said last time I was here, we do the dance like 80 times, and he does it and he plays and purposely messes up.
Yeah.
To the point where I get mad, like cussing mad, right? Yeah. And I'm ready to quit, just forget it. And then when I'm done, then he want to go off, and I'm to the point where I'm not doing this again. I'm stanking and funky by now because I've been sweating and doing this.
So
I don't want to do it again. So then I just post that one.
Was you supportive from the beginning, or was it like she had to come in? She had to beg you a little bit.
I don't really remember.
I don't beg nobody for nothing. So
you know, it all started during the pandemic. So I think I was just kind of like, you know, whatever. Yeah. I'll give it a try.
Mm-hmm. So where are you at now with
took
it?
Took off.
Because like, I fuck with you because you give the other side of it. You know what I mean? Like, man, sometimes this shit get a fucking, it's mm-hmm. annoying. You be burnt out. Do this shit. So I like seeing that. I actually like seeing that side because it's like, damn, someone else is feeling the same way I'm feeling. Mm-hmm. How the fuck do we overcome this? Mm-hmm. So where are you at on your journey?
I don't know. That's a good question. I use the internet as, well, my Instagram as like a digital diary. So I can go back. Obviously, you know, you can the stuff is archived. You can go back and look. That I'm posting it for me. Like, you know, to be able to go back and look. And I'm just not into faking like everything is cool. Like, I feel like you can see it all over me. You can tell. So whatever it is that I'm feeling at the moment, I post if I want to post.
Yeah.
You know, they tell you you have to be consistent. You have to post every single day. It's 4 or 5 times a day. I'm not doing that. Because then there's no way I'm going to be authentic posting that many times a day. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I'm not doing that much. Most of the time I'm watching First 48. Like, y'all want to see this all day? Like, I don't really.
And my 600-pound life.
Yeah, and I watch that every day.
Some people want to see influencers do that type of shit.
But I don't want to post that. Like, okay, she's watched episode. She's on episode 48 now. Now I'm watching a couple hours later. Now she's on episode 70. Like, I'll be there all day, like couch potato. That's what I'm saying. I'm not posting that all day.
Yeah,
that's not interesting. Like, you know, and I don't know. I don't ever want to get to the point where I'm not relatable. Like, all these people that are out here posting stuff, like they got all this expensive stuff on their Amazon storefront, all these links that they post. I'm not buying a $670 sweater. I like your sweater. Can you tell me where to get one for $20? Like,
right. Is it on Temu?
Yeah. Like, so if I can't find something, I'm just not into it. If I'm not into it, I just don't do it.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. I mean.
I don't know.
Do you get to be, you know, because you up there, especially like on TikTok, do you get in like comparison mode with other?
Oh, I think everybody does. But I haven't posted on TikTok consistently in like over a year. I kind of just dipped on TikTok.
Yeah.
Super dipped on TikTok.
I just be watching. it's like a visual Reddit. I don't really comment too much.
Yeah.
I'll just watch.
Yeah, I'm the same.
I'll watch.
On TikTok?
That's what he does.
That's me across the board. Like, I don't post at all. You skinny said something to me.
I was
out here posting.
Listen.
Well, yeah. I got hype rare.
When I started saying. I think I said something to you and Ebony the same day. Like,
yeah.
Jamal is posting.
Yeah.
I'm behind the scenes. I'm just liking and scrolling.
He be scrolling. If he could scroll in the shower, he would scroll.
I'm like that. Like, I'll post and go. You know what I'm saying? I'm not really the too big of a scroller. I look in the stories and shit, but I'm kind of posting and going. Mm-hmm. The most, if I'm posting a lot, it's because I'm in the gym. I'm on the treadmill and I'm trying to buy fucking time.
Okay.
That shit is so boring. But other than that, like, even then I get what's the syndrome? Imposter syndrome.
Yeah, I get that.
I can't stand posting anything about From Views. I'll be honest.
I get it. I was just about to say why, but I get it. It
fucking tears me up. And I'll be like, fuck yeah, I gotta post this shit again. And then I remember we was all having a conversation and I believe it was Skinny. He was like, hey man, you know what I mean? When you go on your page and you don't really know what you be doing. So now I say, you know what? That was a challenge. Let me really start like
being intentional about
posting and being a, yeah. I can't stand it.
Yeah.
See, it takes time. It takes time though, because I used to be like that. I would just post a whole bunch of whatever made me laugh, whatever I could relate to. But now, once I got like my content pillars, I try to stay along the lines of that. Lifestyle is a little bit easier because you can kind of throw some stuff in there here and there.
Yeah.
But it gets easier if you keep doing it. But at first, it's terrible.
Yeah. It's terrible. And I appreciate y'all because y'all not one of them like BBL couples and shit.
What is BBL?
So I told Emmy, I'm like, you know, y'all like my favorite couple. You know what I mean? Because it's like, it's authentic.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Ain't too many BBL couples out there, man.
What is like, a BBL?
That was my fake ones, man. Like everything is fucking perfect.
Yeah.
Get the fuck out of here, and then you get around them.
And they don't even like each other.
Yeah, so I appreciate that shit because sometimes, you know what I'm saying? Me and wife, me and wife, you can butt heads a little bit. Mm-hmm. So I appreciate that when we were around another couple, they start arguing and shit.
Y'all dab each other up on the low.
Get them, girl. Get
them. You know what I mean? Yeah, man. Look, man.
I'm sure if y'all spent the whole day with us, that would be.
When them lights
at some point.
Hey, when them lights get bright, man, it's a lot of couples out there, man, on real, real shaky foundation. That's what I'll say.
Yeah.
And you don't see too many authentic ones.
That's because they're not really friends, man. I'm trying to tell you, like, it sounds cliche, and it sounds like, I don't know, you just saying something, but we were really actually friends. You know what I'm saying? We actually enjoy being in the same space.
You just table like, rocking. Not you a professional.
I did hear that. I didn't know what that was. But,
I'm sorry.
But yeah, I was saying, like, people aren't really like friends, so they don't enjoy being around each other, and it shows. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people be like, you know, if you need to do something to get away from your husband or your wife, like, you know, hit me up. Like, that's never been the case.
I tried that shit, you know what I'm saying? I really tried that shit, you know what I mean?
What, the friendship thing?
You know what I'm saying? Oh. When I be talking to we've been together since high school.
Oh, my God. Why are you like this?
So, when I, you know what I mean? I be talking and shit, and I genuinely...
Oh, my God.
So ugly. No, because it'd be like, let me tell you something. What I say every time I hear it, I die inside, right? I'm trying to sit here because it's more of a serious tone. So I'll be trying to be like mature. I'll be trying to be mature, Smith. But when I tell you every time it's in, I die inside. More and more. But shout out. But I've tried to create that. I've tried to do it. Like, let me do my, you know what I mean, my me time and shit.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a little overrated.
What does your me time look like? What are you doing on your me time?
You know, my me time is just sometimes I just need some fucking silence. Hey. You know what I'm saying? Just a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Just 5-10 minutes in this way. Hey, man, come on.
Hey, hold on. What you mean straight up?
I'm a long time.
I'm one of them ones where, like, you know what I'm saying? I really, you know what I mean? I really fuck with my wife. I really, you know, we really, like, kick it. I don't be.
Yeah.
And I ain't never came up being around a lot of niggas anyways. Yeah. Like, what are you going to do for me that? I ain't Diddy.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? Like, I'm not Dwight.
Oh man.
Dwight is insane.
I'm not doing 4K orgies and shit. 2K orgies. Mm-hmm.
We didn't start off, though, as friends. Like, we started off dating.
Yeah.
So we had to build a friendship. Were y'all friends first?
Hell No.
Okay. So y'all did the same thing we did.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. And it got more, you know.
He bet that he I'm just going to say this on the mic.
No, I
did. Yes, he did. He bet a couple of the niggas in Cheyenne's cafeteria that he was going to hit.
Oh.
He won.
A dollar? A fucking dollar? I like Cooley High. That's what she's like.
He you know, I've never seen that movie.
That's trash. Don't ever watch it.
Yeah, I ain't do that, man.
It's on Prime right now.
That shit trash. Don't watch it.
You got Amazon Prime. It's on Prime right now.
Okay, I'll take a look at it.
What? This nigga is crazy, bro.
That shit terrible.
How long did it take you?
Oh, my God.
Hey, man, you know me. I was right in.
He lying. He lying.
Don't talk.
I'll just play.
Just listen.
He lying, but he did show up in my house with some sugar daddy
pants. Sugar daddy pants,
pajama pants, and no draws.
Oh, that's crazy.
The first time?
Yeah.
That's insane.
And that's actually a smart idea. That works.
Like, oh, we about to.
That wasn't the conversation, though. He was just coming over to chill. Yeah. So I thought.
That's how you gotta pull up for the chill.
That's manipulative.
You definitely need, like, sweats or pajamas or basketball shorts. Like, never jeans.
Never jeans.
What?
When you pulling up to go chill. Never
it's
jeans.
Supposed to be like, you know, easy access.
Yeah,
like,
never
if
jeans.
If I had a pair of breakaways, I'd have put those on with me.
What?
Never jeans.
I've never thought about that.
Never jeans. What? Never jeans.
What? When you go over to a girl's house?
Definitely my thing back in the day. I had tassel breakaways.
I wear jeans.
Oh, okay.
Never jeans.
You know, back then they used to wear the boxes with the little hole in the front. Now it's the box of briefs and the grown man.
Yeah, that too.
The box of briefs. You don't have some drawers on.
I would never. You would not have got me with no boxes on.
Already have it hanging out the hole. Don't even
absolutely
put it
not.
Why are you wearing drawers to go pull up?
Why are you wearing Spence wearing jeans is wild to be.
Man, I was just about the fresh Sean Jones on.
At the NBA logo joint?
Those 80 jeans is wild.
Oh, man. I never thought about that.
What? You ain't never just showed up to a chick house with just some shorts on with no drawers?
I'm just showing up to a chick house. What?
No drawers is crazy.
Yeah,
it really was.
I'm gonna be like, what are you? So you just.
I knew I was coming to. Yeah.
Nah, because now you ain't getting none. Now you really ain't getting it. Because why you come over here with no drawers on?
You know why I'm here.
Because you knew why I was here.
Yeah, that's no. So, but what if you go over somebody's house and you ain't got no drawers on, you don't hit?
It's this fucked up situation.
You just go home with no drawers on.
With no drawers on. That is insane.
That's a risk you got to take, man.
When I get to the car, I'm putting his phone out. Like, what you doing tonight? Somebody is going to see these balls tonight.
The dirt bag always shows up.
Don't let me have shame.
If I ever get to a point, I don't give a fuck how many years we've been in a marriage. If I ever get to a point where my wife is asking me if I have drawers on, we have a fucking problem.
What?
You wear drawers? You wear drawers at home?
You talking about to sleep or just period?
You don't know. She texts me throughout the day like, "What you wearing? What kind of drawers you got on?"
You just leaving the house without drawers is wild anyway.
I know what kind you got on. I'll see you get dressed.
No, just the fact that thought of me not wearing drawers outside.
Oh, you mean outside?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Yeah, that would be crazy if he did wear no drawers outside.
He knew where he was going.
Oh, no,
I'm talking about now.
At home, I'm a naked dad.
Yeah, at this point, nah.
I'm a naked dad. My kid, normally, like I won't like show my kids, but nigga, what, them doors closed, nigga?
Better not.
Oh, my kids right. Like that, though. As soon as you hit them.
Especially that baby. Oh, my God. I'm like, why are you stripping down?
I get that.
He don't want no clothes on, just his underwear. That's it.
Year round.
Yes. It could be freezing in
the house. It's hot outside then, yeah.
I miss naked moms, man. They don't have naked moms like
did
that
you have,
no more.
I know you didn't. Never mind. I ain't going to ask you that.
You ain't had no naked moms? Shit. My kids got it first. My mom, I have a naked mom.
I don't.
Boy, shit. First vacation. Nigga, they ain't know what my mom. Why my mom take all that shit off? Nigga.
And since I'm not like that, they were completely floored. They was like, and then she got naked?
Yeah, shit. I miss that shit, man. Like, we just don't have, like.
You miss your mama naked?
Just the thought, like, if you don't have
titties. That is still getting worse. The more you say, just the thought, like, what?
Like, we don't have, like, naked moms no more and shit. They all got on the crocodile tights and shit.
My mom always wore clothes. I never.
Yeah. My mom did too. My mom did too. She's not having that shit.
Same. I had seen my mom without clothes on, but it wasn't like it was for a split second type thing. But I saw my mom completely naked when she had surgery, and she needed like me to help her with stuff. Like other than that, my mom's not a naked mom either.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, to be 35, then get mama titties.
No, I'm saying
you are out of line.
I grew up around all women.
Me too.
So it was just normal for me. And I'm also pro naked mom and naked auntie and that shit, because then if you around something, it's normalized.
Why are you pro naked mom and naked?
Because
auntie?
I feel like a lot of niggas. I feel like a lot of niggas don't see that, and then.
I don't want to see my auntie like titties.
They go crazy.
As they get older, because they ain't seen that shit. That's when you get the nutsoles.
It's hormones, though. Like, hormones are going to drive you crazy.
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, but if it's something that you already used to, like, nigga, shit ain't niggas titties.
But you wouldn't be viewing your mom.
You don't
and auntie.
Sexualize them.
Yeah, you don't sexualize them. But so when you see so another when you see some girl titties,
yeah,
or a woman,
you still going to sexualize. You still going to.
But you won't. But he's saying that you essentially won't go nutso.
That shit bothers me.
I don't know if I agree.
There was. I've seen it where in high school where it was like there were some boys that the moment they get a hold of a pair of titties,
most boys
they get the little, they go insane.
The what?
It's most
finger.
Boys.
You know what I mean?
That's most boys. I believe.
To me, it was just like, I mean, it's.
So you weren't excited when in school when you like saw your first pair of boobs that were not your family's.
No, I mean, I was excited to hit, but as far as like body, nah.
Get your arm off the table, brother.
Man, what the fuck,
it's you don't have headphones, but this sounds nuts.
It's your belly, it's not my arm. I was excited to hit some, but I really wasn't. I wasn't going crazy over like some dudes was. You know what I mean?
I ain't started experiencing that shit later, like. Women just walking around naked all the time. I was an adult and I was like, this is weird. Like, it for real. Because dealing with the women, it starts to be a turnoff. Like, I'm not as like, I'm always seeing you naked.
This
like,
see, not desensitized. And I asked him that and he was like, no. What?
It starts to bother me. But now, like,
it's normal. It's what you experience in reverse, though.
Yeah, it's not like I'm not instantly as hard no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, now we got to do so much for me to get into the mood now because I always see you naked. So looking at you naked is not a
turn on.
Yeah, turn not on exciting.
For me. I can see that. But
well, that's what I asked.
Yeah.
And he said that's not the case, but he be lying.
No. That's not the case.
Well, I think the more you around somebody, the excitement to see them naked. The act of seeing them naked, it won't hit you the same, but what, boy?
Shit. Well, you know it's time to,
That dick to ass ratio.
What?
What? Well, you put that, well, you get in the bed, you lay that ass in a certain direction, boy. That blood started.
Yeah.
rumbling, tumbling, boy. That blood flowing. I'm on that beat right now, too, boy. Shit, that blood.
That's so funny. Yeah, but it does, after a while, it does kind of like lessen the. It's not like, you know, the moment I see you, like, oh yeah, I'm ready to.
Yeah,
I think the downfall is like when men start to realize, like, okay, you're a woman, but like you kind of gross. That type of shit.
What's the
what? If you're not in a relationship and she's like doing relationship shit, it can be kind of gross.
Like what? Bourbon and farting and shit, or like
something. Yeah. Okay. Fuck out of here with that shit.
That just means she comfortable, right?
We wake up and you got
a little too comfortable.
We wake up and you got the morning breath.
How long it took you to boo boo? First time. How long it took you to boo boo for the first time?
Probably like the first time we spent the night together.
Oh, you boo boo. That's crazy. Right out the gate.
No, because we spent a weekend together. Remember, we were long distance. So it wasn't like if. What was I supposed to do? Be like, hold it.
You supposed to get all that shit out before the weekend.
go to the lobby or something.
Y'all don't, right away, y'all don't be.
Boy, hell no. That shit over.
Are you too comfortable?
Did she use the bathroom?
You are too comfortable.
I'm out of here.
That is great.
Do you use it?
Yeah, but you can't shit the first time being around me.
What? But do you?
Like, you can shit, but like, you can't shit.
The blowout is crazy. Yeah. Like, you can't come over here. You can't walk in my house.
Can't even be in the bathroom too long.
She said the first time she had about, how long it take you to first time?
Boy, we was together for 6 years before I found out she had a booty hole.
She in the bathroom with the shower on.
I know what was going on, man.
Man. She was, shower, nigga be in the shower for 35
she
minutes.
She was so slick with it, boy. I never knew when she took it.
Yeah, she was man, I'm talking about faucet water and shit.
I'm not exaggerating. We was together for about a high 6 years before.
That's crazy. Now, a full blowout is crazy. Now, if it's a pebble, you know what I'm saying? A little pebbles and shit.
A little pellets,
get it out real quick.
You gotta hide it, man. You gotta like go to the bathroom, turn the shower on.
Like, but you gotta, I feel like if you're doing all that, I know what you in there doing.
No, because you can't do that because y'all cuddling that motherfucker.
But I wasn't doing any of that. I wasn't doing any of that. It just happened to be that way. I just didn't have to use it. Like, okay, so he he is regular. Mm-hmm. I never have been ever. So I don't have to go that much.
Shit.
Yeah, every morning. As much as I'm eating, where's all that food going?
Around my belly, because that's where it's at now.
Y'all, okay, so if y'all don't like the women, do y'all go right away? I mean, does it even?
Nah, I'm squeezed that in there. Hopefully she ain't eating booty tonight.
Yeah, that's crazy. I was just going to say, how you doing that? You like your buddy. How that works?
Can we just cuddle tonight down?
No, you
got
to clench the cheeks. You still got to go, you know what I'm saying? You still do your thing. You just clench the cheeks.
I'm late for whatever is going on. Like, if we finna go somewhere that day and I have to use the bathroom, I'm going to use the bathroom before we go somewhere. I'm getting back in the shower.
But what if it don't hit you till after until you get there, though? Then what?
It's over. I'm going home.
Well, what is your excuse?
I gotta go home.
No excuse. I
don't feel
home.
Like I need an excuse. I gotta go home. Like,
see, that's one thing.
I'm out of here.
I ain't never been to somebody's house and I just had to like go. You know what I'm saying? Like, you eat a number, you go. Well, you go over somebody's house after like eating a number two. And that shit just gets. I ain't never had one of those.
I had a situation. We was going to the movies. Supposed to go to the movies and the cannery. And my dad's house is right there. So I was literally, I'm pulling into the parking lot. I'm like, oh, shit, I got to use the bathroom. I went right to Pop's house.
Why you just move in the cannery?
I went right to Pop's
house.
You
got to be comfortable.
I showered after.
Why you just move in the cannery?
Yeah.
That makes sense. He said he got in the shower after.
I got in the shower after. Then I met her at the cannery, but I was late for the movie.
Two birds, one stone.
I don't give a fuck if it's one turd. I'm getting in the shower.
You get in the shower every time you do the...
Yeah, damn. If I'm next to a shower, I'm getting in the shower.
I feel like it's harder for women because they be wearing like thongs and shit. So they gotta like really get in there.
You mean get in there to wipe?
Ooh, to see a thong.
Yeah, because y'all got
you
like
should
y'all
do that anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
To see a thong with a booty stain would be wild.
But sometimes that discharge turn colors too, though. So you can't never really tell.
That's the issue. Oh my God.
The little broken up tissues on
there. Yeah, like to see like a little G-string, like with like that'd be crazy, fam.
Nasty.
Where did this come from? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like,
what if it's not? What if it's not boo boo?
See, but y'all be seeing. Maybe it's y'all be seeing. Y'all be seeing shit that we don't be seeing. That's why I like seeing friends fall out sometimes.
Seeing
that
what?
Good shit come out.
Yeah, friends fall out. When girls fall out, they start to know.
When group fall out, that's when good shit come out.
All the business out.
I just don't.
I ain't never.
I don't want to be. I don't want to be with the nasty one and shit. Bitches love posting chicks panties.
That's
fucked up, crazy.
You ain't never
seen
that.
I've seen that,
shit.
But I'm like, how old are these people that are doing that?
Adults.
That's crazy. Crazy.
But
doing
if I'm
that.
The nigga that fuck with the girl, shit in the panties getting posted.
If they go to Miami, turn your alerts on. Turn your notifications on. If they go to Miami, take a girl trip to Miami.
That's crazy.
Turn your notifications girl, on.
They deserve each other. If a girl group, y'all can take a trip and y'all come back close.
It's Miami specifically, though. If they go to Miami,
one but of that's
and they don't fall out.
Miami broke.
Why? That's my question. Like, why? Like, why Miami all the time though? Like, why? Like, what is it about
never,
Miami?
Because they don't never have the money, like, to actually go out and do things, and they be trying to pile up, doing things, pile up in a room, and it's like, okay, y'all clearly you can't afford it.
So why are you there? Like, all you could afford was the damn the airfare.
Yeah. And it's cheap because it's cheap. It's cheap to fly.
So it's like they be falling out because of that.
It's a lot of shit to do that's not as expensive in Miami, but I think the first time you go, you're always going to blow it back.
Like fighting Dominicans?
Yeah. Take me to the hood. Take me to the hood.
Never go to the hood when you travel, man. I always go to the hoods when I travel, though. That's crazy.
Hell nah, boy.
For what?
Yeah. Right. Yeah, you should have came to New Orleans. That's what you should have came to.
No, boy.
I would have loved that shit. Every time they tell the story, I'm like,
nah,
I
wish you was scared. Like, they
my
was scared.
Motherfucking heart was. Nigga, bro, what BG say? What your heart
I caught the
for?
Bus in Atlanta to the hood. Like, I was in the hood.
We know. We were looking for you.
Nigga,
and that shit was.
We was at the mall, though.
We was in the fucking mall. I told Ivan, I said, Ivan, please say hi to these niggas. They finna blow. Please say hi to these niggas. Because they finna light this motherfucking van up, nigga. And I'm digging. We in the perfect. I'm talking about, nigga. This is 48-hour-esque.
Yeah, it was
first 48. Like, nigga, we in the sticks. Ain't no lights.
Beans.
It's a field.
Wasn't it like an all white party going on?
Yeah.
All white party.
Fucking bigger.
In the hood, though. Like, the club is literally on the corner in the hood.
I begged them. We stood in front of the restaurant and I begged those two not to go. I begged them not to go. And then they came back with this report.
You got to be careful what you ask. I just got tired of seeing. I want to see some gold teeth. I got kind of
some wicks.
I got kind of tired
that's Florida.
Of seeing, you know what I mean, white people.
The drunk white people.
It was niggas
on. And man, it took me 2 minutes, man. Take me back. I'm cool.
Take me back to the white people. Cool.
Look, I'm cool. Okay.
When we saw them dancing on that bus, like the purge, it was like, no, why are we over here? See? Please take us back.
Man, I ain't never been that scared in my life.
There was a reason why the trip was planned around the touristy stuff.
I told Ivan, I said, Ivan, man, please say hi to these niggas. Please say hi to these niggas, man.
Yeah.
These niggas finna blow on this motherfucking van.
And
the lady, I guess she, you know, she from there and shit. Nigga, she parking in the middle of the street.
Like, what are you doing?
I can't die to all this, man.
She had with her little white van.
That shit was crazy to see. Especially because it was like no street lights. Like, I'm like, damn, it's Katrina was how long ago? It's still no street lights in the neighborhood like this. Mm-hmm. So it's literally just a dark street. It's like, we the only vehicle out here.
Yeah, I'm kind of cool on New Orleans, man. First time I almost got blew on by some niggas in all white. And then the second time I almost got fucked up by a board, so.
Shayna fell.
Yes, I did fall.
That's because we was drunk.
An honorable mention that we have to mention every time.
Because it happened in like
it's
phases.
Slow motion.
Happened in like phases.
But a boar.
Yes.
Yeah. When we went out there with my bro and shit, baby. We went to the sticks. We went on the booze cruise.
Okay.
And almost got. I ain't know they growled.
That shit was crazy.
You didn't know they growled?
I was that close.
Yeah, you tripping.
Lady tried to, because it kept inching close to us. It kept inching first. It's like, way the fuck down. That motherfucker kept inching close. And then finally, our Uber driver came and she tried to, like, hit it. Oh, I pissed it off. It pissed it off. So everybody runs on the passenger side of the fucking door and shit. So everybody in the car, it's just me. So the lady opens the back door from the inside. When she closes her door, that motherfucking thing right there. We face to face that motherfucker. Boy, almost broke my motherfucking whole body trying to get in that car. Nigga. I said, man.
Never again. Maybe y'all should just stay away from the animals in New Orleans. Because you almost flipped her off the boat.
Oh, yeah, the motherfucking
with the crocodile.
Yeah.
But I always say respect nature, man. Respect nature. I don't fuck with none of that shit.
Yeah, but I feel like they should have told us it was going to be some boars out there, though. Like,
no, they don't.
Like, how are y'all doing this whole tourist thing, and then y'all got wild boars out here, and you're not telling us? Like, it ain't fenced off, and then all you can see is all the locals just packing their shit up. They all, like, he came out, they putting all their stuff up, they driving off. Didn't nobody say, like, are y'all all right?
I knew something was fucked up when that nigga had a rifle.
They should tell you that though, because when we went to the thing, we went glamping for Jamal's birthday. they told us about the wild horses, like not to touch them, not to walk up to them, don't try to feed them or anything. It was like in this whole thing we had to sign.
Y'all go to New Orleans a lot though.
We haven't been in a while.
But y'all used
to. We used to go a lot, yeah.
And then I seen on, man, you know what I mean? You know my shit be fucked up, man. I'll be watching some nature shit. And then it was the first time where like these fucking Australian motherfuckers put the little, I don't know what they are. Like, it's like cattle. I don't know if they like horses or fucking donkeys or whatever the fuck they are. But they just put it on some land, man. That motherfucking, what them things I be watching?
Hyenas?
Komodo. Man, that motherfucker came up and swallowed that. You can hear the damn thing, like, still yelling and shit in his stomach. Fucked up, man.
Could they swallow it
whole?
Why
do you watch
it?
Oh,
I like watching the Komodo shit.
I watch
the Komodo motherfucker grab you.
Yeah.
I watch him sometimes.
I fuck with some nature shit, man.
Animal Planet.
Yeah, that motherfucking tigers and shit grab that motherfucking thing by the neck, nigga, crawl up the trees.
They
shit,
have the
man.
Things on Netflix. Is it Our Planet? Something when they have the whole series.
Yeah. Something like that.
Do they be graphic like that though?
Uh-huh.
I like some of the fucked up shit.
Nah, they don't be graphic like
that.
Yes,
they do.
Do you think so?
The ones with the bears and the tigers and all of them. I mean,
when I watch them, it's normally on TikTok.
Man, hey, have y'all started watching House of the Fall of House of Usher yet?
I haven't. No. I was trying to remember what the fuck
elite,
he was telling
man.
Me about.
That shit is elite, bro.
It's on Netflix.
It's pretty good.
He is, Mike Flanagan is our Stephen King. Mm. He likes 7 for 7.
What else he got?
Yeah, I'm also, what do you got?
He got the Midnight Club, Midnight Mass, what is it? The Bly House, some shit, House on a Haunted Hill. He like one of them like Spike Lee ones where like he used the same actors every time. Like that.
Like an anthology.
Adam Sandler be doing that too.
It's really good, man.
Yeah.
This one is really good.
Adam Sandler, my God.
This one is fucked up. It's really good though.
Midnight Mass.
And I jumped.
Midnight Mass is solid.
Yeah, I like Midnight Mass.
Okay. We gotta touch on it before we get out of here. I don't really be fucking with men, but are we counseling him?
Did he?
We're not counseling him, are we?
Who?
Did he?
Yeah.
I feel like
Did he?
I feel like
I just started listening to his album, man, and God
damn. Listen,
the new one decent.
I listen to that album every day.
The new album decent.
Yeah, I ain't listened to it yet.
All of it?
No.
Absolutely not. Jazzy, he got a song with name, I forgot the name. It's called like What's Love or some shit. You got the song with Jazzy, the song with Jacquees Hard. I really fucked the song with Biebs. Oh, R and Biebs. And then the joint with that her joint, that last song.
You like the Jasmine Sullivan joint?
Huh?
The Jasmine Sullivan, you don't like it?
Nah, I ain't fuck with the Jasmine or the Summer Walker.
Yeah, they were kind
of. And he was Lil Jon on too many of them songs, man. Shut the fuck up. Like, you know I come on here to hear you rap, nigga.
Yeah, okay.
But where y'all at with it?
You're not guilty. I'm not saying he's not guilty of what he's being accused of. I'm saying he's not guilty, like, legally. Like, to me. I feel like there was a chance for real justice, and it didn't get accomplished.
You don't think so?
Nah.
You know they taking this shit out of Macy's now.
Who the fuck is wearing Sean John out of Macy's?
I mean, Macy's is phasing out Sean John. I believe they start, they're feeling like they're, I seen a company kind of like isolating themselves away from his alcohol.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's going to hurt. So, we just watched it. Yeah, it was on.
They got his boy. They got another one.
Oh.
That was on Making the Band. He just got charged with grooming or some shit. Wasn't it Harvey?
The president.
Harv Perry.
They just got him today.
I heard Jimmy Iovine. I saw Jamie Foxx. I saw all those on the way here.
No, man. Yeah. Jimmy, man. No, I don't believe Jamie. Jamie ain't come back from the dead. Take no pussy.
This, it was old, though.
It was old.
I guess from my understanding of the situation, there's like a, I guess there's been a law on the books that's about to expire I believe.
Yeah, in New York. Yeah.
Where you can be sued civilly. So that's why all of these cases is kind of like Cassie was like the first, but I don't believe she's the last at all. Like,
oh, no, absolutely she, not.
No, so it's a bunch of people about to go after these bags.
Coming out.
Yeah, but it's a New York thing. But from what I read, he was charged with the statute of limitations hadn't expired on these.
They said it expires tomorrow, I believe.
To sue civilly, but right. like criminally, a lot of the stuff he was charged. Not I won't say all of it, but some of it. There's no statute of limitations. So if justice is what we were looking for, justice could have been achieved. I think criminally,
but he had too criminally. Much money. He had enough money to pay his way out of it.
Right. Civilly, uh-huh. We talking about civilly yeah. versus criminally. This is what you wanted to do. Like, if we wanted to see an abuser be locked away, mm-hmm. we could have.
I don't know if that was ever on the card.
Then you have to kind of realize, too, or take into consideration that this is New York. Like, we know that they've been on the payroll for...
Probably.
Yeah, mm-hmm. for years. So you can kind of, if you got enough money, you can get out of it
legally as well.
Yes.
I mean, I feel like it's the same.
I don't know.
We knew about, like, I feel like we've heard these stories about Diddy for so long.
True.
Like
some of this shit was brand new though. Some of this shit was brand new. The Kid Cudi shit was brand new. The Wale shit.
The bomb.
I had heard that he hung somebody over the balcony. I just never knew Wale. It was Wale.
Yeah.
I think the stories have been I think the people attached to the stories probably ain't ever been said. Yeah. They definitely didn't say these stories. Different versions of these stories about Diddy before. Now I just seen the one lady who keep trying to sue her.
Tasha K.
Yeah, just released a thing of somebody saying he took Justin Bieber's virginity or some weird shit.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm.
Some crazy shit.
Well, they said that he been on that, though.
Yeah, I believe
it. And I believe all that.
Oh, but he was on Drink Champs, like, rubbing on Fabulous. So, like, I mean, I don't know.
I know you're saying some suspect stuff.
Yeah, he be like, you know what I'm saying?
He was saying, but
it's always been different stories about Diddy. Like,
yeah. It's not the closet.
Superhead put out her book. She said she spoke shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I just think now it's just going to all surface. But, I mean, I don't listen to Diddy music to say I'm counseling him, but...
Yeah. He ain't my
I
big
don't
homie.
Think he has, like, enough music for us to... Well, I mean, do we cancel just him or do we cancel, like everything or...
Well, it was one lady did come out and say she was quitting her show.
I saw that.
Yeah.
Again, we don't know if, like, her show was being renewed. You know what I'm saying? That could be some clout shit. It could be.
The Joe Budden aspect of it is kind of interesting, though.
As far as
like Joe, not like people turning on Joe because he
see, that was the part that it's not the Diddy case that was stood out to me. It was like the media, the media don't know how to really play this situation. So you see in like the BET, like you see, like, you know, normally this should be everywhere, but everybody playing around with it. But the flip side is, people could actually sue for it. You know what I mean? So we see like the Tasha K's and motherfuckers getting sued for.
Yeah.
Would you say defamation?
Yeah.
So if I'm a media outlet, I mean, I don't know what the middle ground is. As far as. I don't know, man. Like. I mean, it was the shit that's in the lawsuit is fucked up, right? But I know some dumbass women that do some stupid ass shit for niggas, man. And I'm not trying to like victim shame her, but it's like I'm not victim shame. I'm dumb.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm like,
but it's like, what is
backpedal out of this?
I'm not backpedaling, but it's like, what is again? What is the middle ground? If I have a chick, say I got a flip,
mm-hmm.
say I got a flip, and she willing to do whatever. At some point, if she grow out of that, can that come back to me?
I hope not.
Go ahead, Shayna.
No, I was just going to say, but is she a flip if you're in a relationship with her? Like,
fucking,
because he had her fucking other people and he was watching, he was basically a cuck.
You just named a kink.
How can you shame her and call her a flip if this is something that she's doing because he has a kink and she's under the influence or whatever, under drugs and stuff?
She's a flip.
What I'm saying is, if I have a kink and you are helping me achieve that kink,
you're a flip.
If you decide to say, one day you decide to say, I've grown up and this was totally wrong. Mm-hmm. Do you have
the right or say so to come out and say, this is what was done to me.
I think from that point moving forward, if you continue, you push me to do these, you intimidate me, use forms of intimidation, you have me taking these drugs, you coerce me. From that day forward, yes. Mm-hmm. But if I'm a willing participant before that, then this is something that I gave you consent. I consented to. After the consent is gone, I don't want to, if I tell you, I don't want to do this anymore.
Yeah. But you know, in the lawsuit, in the lawsuit, right? In the lawsuit, she was cheating on some of the dudes that she was dating back then with Diddy.
Okay.
Diddy was just able to watch it, so to speak.
Okay.
So is that coercion?
Wait, say that again?
Flip is a flip, man.
Like I said, it all boils down to consent, man. If it wasn't consensual on both sides, it's going to come back to bite them in some way. Like,
yeah,
you can't make somebody do something just because you're into it.
Or I mean, would you need proof that I made you do it? Especially like
recording her, taking pictures, and then you sending them out. Like 50 Cent had. There's a voice clip of him, saying how he received some of the images. And this was like years ago that he said that.
He said 50 did?
Yeah. And he asked Don't Puff, get 50 like, shit. He asked man, Diddy, 50. He asked him, oh, like, is right this now. Your woman? And he was like, yeah, that's my woman. He was like, I'm saying, like, do you care for her? Do you love her? He was like, yeah, I love her. He said, all right, I'm going to send you something real quick that I received. And he sent him to him.
In that same clip.
Photos that he took.
Wasn't that the clip, though? He was 50 is so outwitty because 50 says Diddy, which he did not deny. Diddy was trying to like get him.
Yeah, take him shopping.
Yeah. He was trying to like get him. Yeah. He was on that time.
Yeah.
So I don't know, man. I don't know.
Sounds like Diddy's the fucking boogeyman. And if you accept, anything, it sounds like the nigga from prison. If you accept this snicker, you accept this bag, if you accept anything, you owe me some booty hole, my nigga.
And you have connections all throughout the world. Like anywhere I go, you got people that can come up and can get me. Like
you don't know what they look like.
But because we live in the internet and all of these clips out there though, so what stops people from being Desi Banks then? You know what I'm saying? Like Desi Banks asked the dude, asked the interviewee, or what'd you say, interviewer?
Yeah, like
tell me something in Hollywood that I should stay away from.
Said take that match.
Said take that. So
that's what Desi said.
No, that's not that's dude what said. The other dude said.
Desi was asking him.
I can't think of who it is right now, but he's a comedian.
Walker was sitting right there, and Walker started laughing, and they just kind of like looking at each other like, yeah.
Wow.
That's crazy.
So if we talk about protected image, I don't know.
It's not.
There are a lot of billionaires, and oftentimes they say it is the easier route to just go ahead and settle. Mike did it. A few other people did it. It's kind of cheaper.
Yeah.
And from my understanding, like Diddy's dad was like a prominent drug dealer.
Yeah.
He has this image out there. I don't know if the bisexual image will hurt would it damage his career? So I don't know if it's the allegations or the it coming out that he is...
I think he may have done a lot more than we know of right now, and going through this whole court processing or the court proceedings, so much was you don't have control over what stays in and what comes out. I'd rather just give you this cash and make you go away.
Yeah.
What? Wait. Come out that he's what?
Gay.
We know that he's gay.
I wasn't saying
he's
gay.
He's Luther Vandross gay.
I wasn't saying gay. Tevin I was Campbell. Saying like all of the stuff.
I mean, no. Tevin Campbell came out and said I'm gay.
In 2020,
Luther Vandross like, never said I'm gay. It was always a, hey man, we think he kind of, you know what I'm saying? Patti LaBelle was the one who told us that Diddy Luther was gay after he was dead.
Diddy's gay.
Diddy never came out and said. I'm gay.
Tevin Campbell has been making music since 1990. Tevin Campbell came out in 2020. Nigga, for the last 30 years, we've known you were gay. Like, you didn't have to tell us. But we get it.
This is public knowledge.
This is public knowledge.
There's a difference that's team gay.
No,
you got team gay and you got gay gay. Team gay is I think you gay. Gay gay is I'm gay, nigga.
We know. Like,
Diddy is team gay.
Are you saying team T-A-M?
Like Team Jordan.
No, he's gay.
It's the off-brand.
It's the worst kept secret in probably entertainment.
Yeah, but it's still a secret.
No, it's not.
It's just not proven.
I mean, it's
he hasn't actually said
it.
Diddy and Will Smith is similar.
If it comes out and say, nah, I'm gay, that kills his brand. I think that kills Diddy's brand, especially in our culture, I feel like.
I'd rather be gay than a rapist.
I feel like it's been out there forever, though. Like, I feel like everyone has said Diddy is gay. I feel like everyone has said this. Yeah. Everyone has said Diddy is gay. Yeah. Like,
this is the first woman we've heard of that's been sexually assaulted, because all the men, all the men been on this. We've been new.
He's like R. Kelly. You know what? Personally, I feel like, first of all, I doubt it'll be a reckoning if we ever had like a Me Too movement in our culture. Some kind of movement in our culture in that realm. We'd be fucked.
That's a
culture, I feel like. As far as R. Kelly goes, I feel like he became the face of fuck shit, which allowed everybody else to continue.
And he was broke. He didn't have enough money.
Yeah.
But he's the face of it. When we think about fuck shit and nasty niggas, that is him. Mm-hmm. And it allowed everybody else to continue.
Like I said, it don't matter if you ain't got that money. I said, Jeffrey Epstein, when, you know, he was a trillionaire.
Yeah, with video.
That boy had, hey, look, Diddy ain't exempt. Once that money run out,
Epstein, was
you're
it,
done.
No, I wasn't. Was it Epstein? The one who had the videos of him?
Massaging the girls?
No, the black man coming in and out of his house. Well, going in his house, but wasn't coming out.
Oh, no.
That's somebody else. That's Jeffrey Dahmer.
No, this is like a politician.
I know you're talking about. I can't think of his name. Buck. Something to do with Buck.
Wow, that's wild.
Do y'all think that they'll look into Kim Porter's death?
I hope so.
Deeper? Man, I knew that. I was suspicious of that. As soon as that happened,
it was too convenient. It was,
as soon as she
passed, like he was like confessing his love and all, like he was just really going over the top.
He was very apologetic for how he treated her and all of those things.
Looking real.
I'll be sure.
Yes,
he got. That's what I'm saying. Kim Porter passed suddenly. Then I'll be sure gets sick.
Everybody
can't walk.
Me.
He can't do. He's in a he was cooked.
Everyone around.
I think they said Heavy
gone.
D wasn't
Heavy
he?
D. Like, yeah,
he was around uptown, him too. All the uptown artists are gone.
Everyone around like
Mary J.
Gone.
They said that Diddy is Suge Knight and Suge Knight is Diddy. They flipped.
Wouldn't be.
You know, because I don't think
positive image gets you so far. And that positive, real, that love shit and all that shit allows niggas to do some real fuck shit up out there. That's why I don't like that God bless you shit.
What God bless you?
He'll like Keith God Lee. Bless you. It's like saying
he'll
fuck
like,
you.
He'll like with Keith
oh,
Lee
well,
say,
yeah.
God bless you.
Oh.
Oh, God, I hate it.
He says God is amazing.
No, he'd be like, God bless you.
When he ended videos.
Oh, yeah.
God
it's
is
like
amazing.
Saying fuck you in church.
I mean, I know black people say that all the time. God bless you.
So or have a blessed day.
When you, had, when you had this, this
have a,
real,
you have
real,
a blessed day.
You had this real, no real positive image, and it becomes like a mask. The first sign of a little bit of darkness, but that shit over.
Yeah, they're going to start ripping everything away.
That's why I say it's important to show all of that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We got 5 minutes.
But I think Suge was more hands-on.
We got 5 minutes. When are we going to start acknowledging that Meg Thee Stallion is who we think Sexy
Boy.
Red is?
What do you mean?
What?
I'm so far removed from the celebrity.
Who
so.
Sexy Red is?
Everybody be out here feeling like Sexy Red is just the most terrible,
repulsive
thing come to hip hop. But Meg out here fucking everybody.
I feel so bad for Party when he put that song out. Like
but
I
is
went
it cool
and listened
she
to the whole.
Good?
I think she has the backstory like right like my mom and my grandma's gone so she's gonna
and
always
both
get
her
grace.
Parents are gone
yeah she's gonna always get that grace because I'm young and my parents are gone so I'm trying to figure my way out in the world she's
what
always gonna
you
get that grace.
You're shaking niggas' hands, you was fucking them. Hey, put that on your mama.
Listen,
that's trifling.
And I feel so bad.
I feel like it is. I feel like she was trifling with that. Hella. Like. And then he asked her directly too, and she lied to him. But like, God,
yeah,
had
this man arguing with the baby.
Is that worse than Party Song?
Fuck Joe, huh?
Is it worse than Party Song?
is what Worse Than Party song?
Is Party Next Door song. Was it Party Next Door?
Yeah. Party Next Door song is fucked up too.
About Kalani.
God.
What's the name of it?
Party Next Door song is called
Is it News?
Nah, it's kind of
it's older, but he was like fucking him in, like he was like she came in the house and it was smelling like sex and all that. Like he was on some shit. I think Party was
the shit that the shit that Meg was saying that what's his name
Party was doing.
Yeah, the shit that Meg was saying that he was doing. Party is saying like I was really doing that. That's really what I was on. Like I was fucking bitches in on your couch, on your bed.
Partisan is saying like Meg was. She said, man, that nigga, she was lying on Gayle King.
I felt bad. I felt bad for him because everybody kind of killed him for the song initially.
I didn't feel bad for the nigga. Is that bad?
I didn't think the song was terrible, though.
First of all, the song wasn't bad.
No, I didn't hate the song.
Too many times. Fuck women luck up. Too many times, fuck women luck up and they come across a dumbass nigga that is willing to take on all her battles until he's a victim. Mm. We see it too many times. The nigga get with somebody. The nigga get with a chick. Now all of a sudden he beefing with everybody you feel she beefing with.
Protect black women.
Make this women.
But that backfired on him, though.
Absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. And I still ain't heard that song, but that party shit. That part is
cheap. And Cobra is terrible. The song he is awful.
That bar though, that
I sent it to you.
That was fucking rocket fuel. Well,
he
went in,
but he was like,
to party.
Yeah, about party, him cheating party. In her, her house and her bed.
Party Next
yeah.
Door and Partisan and Meg. I need to listen to all three.
Yeah. I don't know if you need to listen to Meg.
Meg's is just a line, basically.
Yeah, she just put like a line in there.
But he put a whole song out. He said, "Bitch, you got me fucked up."
But he's an actual like songwriter.
I know. So he's like a poet or something.
He writes for Cardi. He wrote like most of Cardi hits.
Okay.
But Party he Next. Was like kind of deep.
Party Next Door
detailed.
Shit though make you.
Party Next Door shit is that nigga. He's like, I'm a fuck.
It make you want to go give Kalani a hug.
I'm sorry to have
yeah, he is really on that. Like, you came into the club. What'd he say? He came into the club and VIP and my hands smelling like, you know what I'm saying?
Oh,
like,
God.
He was really on that. Like, I fucked
you right after fucking her type shit. He was on that.
Yeah. The Tuckers, man. Tell the people where they can find y'all.
Then keep me.
On Instagram, EHHBEE, Ebby.
Instagram at J Tuck.
Yeah.
No,
underscore. At J Tuck.
At underscore J Tuck.
Skinny. Facebook.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Finny,
Facebook. Jamal Tuck.
I ain't seen somebody drop a Facebook.
Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I know you ain't.
Skinny. 777 on Instagram.
Rumbling, tumbling. Woo!
I ain't nowhere, man. I'm locked in on this school.
Oh, my God. You are the most.
Everywhere.
You are the most active, non-active nigga we know, bro. You live on that motherfucker.
No, I don't. I'm focused right now. Oh, 2024.
You can find his highlight at young underscore Al like. Underscore Bundy. Oh, my gosh. Y'all can find me everywhere at Shayna underscore Candy. That's S-H-A-Y-N-A underscore K-A-N-D-I-I.
Hey, just call me Spence on Twitter. I'm trying to get more active on there, man. I've been on Reddit so much, man. I'm cool with just reading. I don't really be doing the comment too much.
Okay.
Yeah, man. I don't know.
How you liking it so far? How you liking it on Reddit?
You gotta end this. I like reading. I do still like pissing people off sometimes, but I gotta be in a mood. I used to just do it to do it. Now I like to be in a mood. So it's kind of, you know what I'm saying? But you can follow the podcast pages, Views from the 7 on Twitter, Views from the underscore 7 on Instagram, Views from the underscore 7 on the TikToks, Views from the 7 for the 5 of y'all still on Facebook. If you're listening, you can watch anytime at Views 7 Network. If you're watching, you can listen later on at Views from the 7 on all your favorite podcast platforms.
Yes.
Hey, man, stop paying for your numbers. We can see it.
That's so weird.
Whip out of here.
Peace.